Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dyens and Troy Hall. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning to you on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you may be across this wonderful country of ours. My name is Jason Dyess. You found the Radio Free Credit Union Show. It is radio, it is free, and it is all about what is hot and happening in the credit union world. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host extraordinaire, Troy Hall. He is the COO of South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Hey, Troy, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine, Jason. How are you doing this morning?
Everything's great here. What's cracking over in South Carolina?
Well, you know, it's interesting that we had an opportunity yesterday to really have credit unions in action. A senior manager and I attended, we went upstate to visit with another credit union where we're collaborating on a particular project that they've already had some experience doing, and we're looking at doing it. And while we were there, it just so happened that they were going to have a meeting with Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina to explain to him a little bit more about the impact of credit unions in this regulation. And while we were there, he had an opportunity to see two different credit unions coming together that were there for the meeting prior to talk on another subject. And so it really helped fuel a lot of the collaborative nature within credit unions and how that works and operates to give him a better appreciation for our industry. So we were really pleased that it just sort of worked out that our meeting coincided with his. So that was pretty great.
That is pretty great. And, you know, I'm sure Congress is just like a lot of people who may not understand exactly how credit unions not only operate and how they differentiate themselves from banks, but how they work together on different things. And I guess it's always good to have our friends up in the state and national legislatures get some of that. On the show today, we have somebody that I've just been dying to get on the show. David Southall of Innovations Federal Credit Union is going to join us and talk about all the cool stuff they've been doing. I think they have to be on the short list of one of the coolest, hottest brands in the credit union marketplace nationwide. And then coming up on Thursday, I'm pretty excited about this, Troy, CHEPCO Federal Credit Union at our Bandon branch, which is our most northern branch on the coast out in Oregon, is going to host a night with the stars. You're going to come to the credit union, and as always, you're going to get a great performance. You're going to get a great live performance. The New Artist Productions, Young Theater Troupe, is going to put on an act of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Knife is going to be there to play some beautiful violin music. We've got our very, very popular songstress, Kayla Hamm, that a lot of credit union people have seen out at some of our live events. She's going to be there to entertain the crowd, and the objective is just going to be, hey, this is where we're located in Bandon, and when you come see us, you can expect a great performance. And I got to tell you, the idea to do this in many ways was fueled by the things that I saw David doing at his credit union, Innovations. I'll be honest, we're probably, with our retirement types of communities we have on the coast, probably not the flash mob credit union. We'd probably give a lot of our people some cardiac issues if we broke off something like that in our areas. But this live event is something that we wanted to be sensory and something that was social. And honestly, a lot of that, a lot of the ideas came from the stuff that I saw David doing down at his credit union. And then next week, I want to remind everybody, programming note, Radio Free Credit Union Show is going on the road. I'm going to be broadcasting from MAPCU. Jill Nowacki is going to be kind enough to let me come into her credit union and host the show from her credit union since I'll be in Oregon. And our guest is going to be the president of CUDL, Credit Union Direct Lending, Tony Buttel. And, of course, we have our monthly segment next week with Sarah Says. The editrix of the CU Times will be here, and so we're looking toward to another big show next week. And on the other side of this quick hit, Troy, you and I are going to talk to David Southall of Innovations Federal Credit Union, and no disrespect intended to the Dos Equis man, but we're about to talk to the most interesting man in the world.
All right.
All right, we are back on Radio Free Credit Union Show, and I guess it was earlier in the year, we went on a others with some people from the CUES Florida Council, and one of those people was a young gentleman named David Southall. He is the president of Innovations Federal Credit Union, and he joins us on the air today. Hey, good afternoon. David, how's it going?
Hey, Jason and Troy. That was quite the introduction.
Wow. Well, hey.
Very excited to be here.
We have a studio audience for clapping, but I saw your icon blink out, and I thought by some something had gone wrong with the connection. But we are absolutely thrilled to have you on the show. I've been bugging you. Well, we can always re-cue the studio audience. I mean, these guys are, you know.
Oh. I like that.
They are virtually ready for us anytime we want.
They're always ready to die. Well, listen,
no,
David.
They're virtually there.
David, tell us a little bit about you now. How did you get started with credit unions? How did you get from where you started with credit unions or in banking to where you are now, the Chief Executive Officer of Innovations Federal Credit Union?
Well, it's been an interesting story and a great journey. I was born and raised here in Panama City, Florida, and just to let you know, don't hate too much, but I can almost see the Gulf of Mexico from my office. Literally that close to the coast. And anyway, it's a beautiful day here in Panama City, and this is a great place to live and work. And I was born and raised here, and I started at this credit union back in 1987 as a drive-up teller. I had just been fired from my job, and came over here looking for some work, and the CEO at the time, great lady, she said, I'm not sure if you're going to work out, but I'm going to give you a chance. So
oh,
I keep
wow.
reminding her of that when I see her. I think I worked out, actually. But I kind of worked my way through the credit union, and back in 2000, I left and went to work for CUNY Mutual Group, and I traveled around the Southeast and kept Panama City as my home base, and saw a lot of things in credit unions that attributed to the stuff that I'm doing right now. I saw a lot of things that credit unions were doing right and a lot of things that credit unions were doing wrong. And I came back in 2004 as CEO and immediately started making changes. We were a dying organization and no vision, no direction. So we just turned everything upside down and pretty much started over. And we were a Navy-based credit union, so our name was an acronym, which didn't stand for anything. Changed our name to Innovations, and with a name like Innovations, that pretty much keeps you on your toes. You have to always reinvent and be different. And I think it's pretty obvious that we are different, the things that we do and the craziness that we put out there on YouTube. And just like with every credit union, you know, we've got to be attractive to the youth market, and you know, you talk about that on your show all the time, and you know, I don't know the answer. I don't think any of us really know the answer, but I think what's important is that you do things that they like to do and do things that they're doing. And you know, YouTube is such a huge thing that we have to understand, you know, these kids are on it. They're watching it. They're using the internet and they're using these
Absolutely.
Social media things. And so we thought, shoot, we'll just get out there and put a video on, just kind of see what response we got. So that's what really started this thing.
Well, you know, that's really interesting you mentioned that. I think I spoke last week and talked about my grandson would prefer to watch YouTube than he does real TV, just to catch the not only the videos that go on, but also some of his Transformers and some of the other things of his interest, and just really has picked up and used that. And he's only 9 years old. And you talked, and one of the other things that caught my attention when you were speaking before is about your differentiation within the marketplace. And it sounds as though, from some of the things that I've you know researched on your credit union and what you said earlier, has to deal with music. And it certainly is a language that connects all generations. How did you get started introducing music into your brand and into what you do?
Well, I think with, like you said, with most people, I mean, music is very important in everyone's life. And I don't really know where it actually came from to do this. I just, you know, we love music, and like I said, it's so important that we felt – you know, let's do something that involves music. I think one of the things that I wanted to do early on was when we did some of our commercials or any of our marketing, I wanted to include music because there's some car commercials years ago that started introducing just, you know, kind of pop music and those sorts of that genre in their commercials. I think Mitsubishi was one of them, Cadillac,
like, absolutely.
Cool, because it really gets your attention. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, music does, you know, perk up your ear. If you hear something that sounds interesting, it kind of catches your attention. So we did our Christmas lip dub video to a new version of Jingle Bells, and we recruited about 35 or 40 of our team members here in the credit union, and we said, "Hey, this is what we're doing. Just have a good time," and that's where it started. And the buzz that was created just in the credit union world was amazing because no one had ever done anything like that. So we said, you know, that was such a success. Let's do something that we can send out and get everyone else's attention, like our potential members, our community here in Panama City, and also let other credit unions see that it's okay to be different. It's okay to get out there and just try to be cool like these, you know, like these young people.
Well, I'll tell you, when I think back on the year that was 2009, I don't think anybody's going to go back and look at 2009 and say, man, that's the best year we've ever had as a business or as a professional or anything like that. A lot of our live events were being postponed or canceled outright. And I'll be honest with you, by December of 2009, I was getting a little concerned about the viability of the credit union marketplace for our outlets professionally, myself and the musicians. And then I saw that Jingle Bells Lip Dub, and I got to tell you, David, it totally reignited my excitement and everything else. And a lot of the cool things that we're doing right now for Community South and the Concerts for Financial Literacy got a real boost in the arm from what I saw y'all do with that Jingle Bells Lip Dub. I also want to talk about the flash mob you did for the opening of the Panama, I guess it's not called the Panama City Airport, but the new airport that was opened that's going to be serviced by Southwest Airlines. I was struck personally, and I'm sure other people were, when you watch that video, and if you're listening online or on the phone today and you haven't seen it, the link was sent to you with the invitation. You can just find it out there on YouTube. How many people were videotaping with their phones, with their cameras, what you guys were doing? And I was thinking to myself, what other form of media would a person actually take the time to record, which they're obviously going to share with somebody else? Somebody's going to go home and say, look, honey, look what these guys were doing out of the opening, or they're going to post it on their Facebook page or post it on YouTube. Were you surprised at the reaction of the crowd at how energetic everybody was?
Oh, yeah. We actually didn't know what to expect because that had never been done here that I know of, or any credit union or any place here in our area had ever attempted anything like that. So we really didn't know what to expect. But we took, gosh, a couple months to kind of prepare for this. And you know,
that's what else I was going to ask you. How much practice did it take? How long did y'all practice that?
It took a few months because we had to recruit. We had to come up with a routine. Then we had to get permission by TSA to go out on the we were on the tarmac doing this. And that's where the grand opening event was held. So there were, you know, it was open to the public, but we had to make sure that TSA knew what we were doing, because if all of a sudden something crazy started happening, who knows where it could have led to. So we made sure they knew we were doing that. But the reaction of the crowd was amazing. Video cameras and cell phones started popping up out of everywhere because, you know, today we all have that technology where we can record anything at any time, which is good. It's what we wanted, because there was only, you know, several hundred people on, you know, there to actually see it in person. But as soon as they start filming it, it's going somewhere else after that. And that's where we wanted it to go viral, was, you know, everyone that wasn't there, they got to see it through one of these other medias. But the crowd was pretty much like, what in the heck is going on here? And then when they realized that this was something sort of planned, it really sparked a lot of excitement, and we had a ball doing it. It was amazing. And you only are supposed to do those things one time, but we had to do it twice. We did it a second time at a Friday night street festival in downtown Panama City, and there was a quite a diverse crowd there, and we got the same reaction. How cool is that? You're a credit union. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Exactly.
And, you know, those are the kind of responses that we're getting, and that's exactly what we wanted, because that's the best type of advertising you can do. It doesn't cost hardly anything to do it, and it got the buzz that we wanted. It really did.
We're visiting with David Southall. He is the CEO of Innovations Federal Credit Union, and he is talking about how they are living up to their name over in Panama City, Florida.
David, when I saw that video of the flash mob, it was just spectacular. I mean, I really got that. And I could sense that, and in just speaking with you for these few minutes we've been on the radio, that, you know, you generate a lot of fun. You seem like you're a fun guy, so that fun probably from the top tends to go down throughout the organization. How does the way you approach your credit union, innovative, fun, looking for something unique, how does that impact your employees and then translate into member service?
Well, I can tell you when I came back in 2004, and the credit union was a different place, and we started making these changes, I lost 50% of my staff. And I know people just gasp for air when they hear that. I didn't lose them all at one time, but over about a year period of time, we had a 50% turnover, because people don't like to change. People don't like for you to come in and turn everything around and make it new and fresh. So fortunately, that turnover happened, and we have the most tremendous team here at Innovations, and it is a fun place to work. I make it fun. All our team members make it fun. The things we do make it fun. And, you know, we don't really like to have to go to work every day, but if you do, you need to at least enjoy it.
Right.
And we have an organization of folks that love their job. I hear it all the time. I love working here. And that, to me, is probably the best thing that a leader of an organization can hear, is that their people love their job.
And it really makes sense.
We recognize them.
And it makes sense that if they love their job and if they like what they're doing, then obviously that's going to translate to the member experience in a way in which the members
Absolutely.
Are going to sense that and want a part of that and then become more a part with the organization.
Absolutely. And it's obvious when you walk around in our credit union branches, the members are happy because our team members here are happy. They love their jobs, and that goes right back to the service that they provide our members.
Well, listen, we're going to take – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Troy.
I was going to ask, did you ever have a situation where a member has said, hey, I want to be a member – I want to be an employee of the credit union. You guys have so much fun.
I bet that happens all the time.
Actually, we do. It's funny. When we were the other credit union before all the changes, if you fogged a mirror, you were hired, because only one person would apply for a job here when it was posted. Now people want to work here because we want to be the employer of choice in our area, and the things that we do make us that. And I'm proud to say that we've got a lot of people that want to come to work here. So, it's a really good thing for us.
Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, David. On the other side of this, I want to talk to you about the feedback you got from the Jingle Bells and the Flash Mob, and we'll do that right after this.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live and talk, 646-915-9274.
All right, you are back on the Radio Free Credit Union Show. We're visiting with David Southall, the CEO of Innovations Federal Credit Union, talking about all the cool stuff they are doing over at Innovations to make their name a reality. Well, David, I wanted to ask you, what was the feedback that you got on the Jingle Bells and the Flash Mob? I know you got a lot from both the credit union marketplace, but also what was the reaction from the membership base?
Well, I think the comments that we received most were, y'all really know how to have a good time, because I think it's unusual in the world today that people love their jobs and have a good time. And, you know, kind of like Southwest Airlines, when you go,
yep.
when you fly Southwest, you see that. It's kind of like that here. We're kind of the Southwest Airlines of the credit union world. And the feedback that we got was, it was so positive, and just they enjoyed that we weren't afraid to go out and do something like that, because no one's done that. And you know, just the response from, you know, from members saying, I love my credit union because y'all are different. I love my credit union because y'all do things like this. You know, those are the kind of things that we heard, and that's why we wanted to do more. And we are doing more. We have a project we're working on right now. I can't tell you. It's a big secret.
Oh, top secret.
Better than all of this.
Top secret.
Yeah. So be watching. Be watching YouTube in the next couple months.
Well, you know, you can't do that because it's sort of like, you know, my wife says to me on the phone, she goes, okay, well, when you get home, I've got this thing I want to tell you. And it's like, I'm driving. It's like, I don't want to drive.
Not
going to
tell us. Don't even try, Troy. He's not going to tell us. They didn't tell me about Jingle Bells. I didn't know about the Flash Mob. I had to find out just like everybody else.
So. My lips are sealed.
All right. Well, you know, David, as
you
were talking.
Yeah, just builds anticipation.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you were talking, I was feverishly writing down some notes because I think that, you know, some things that you provided to us, these pearls of wisdom, may not necessarily be exactly the way you stated them, but how I interpreted them was, you know, that it's okay to be different. You can focus on being different and pick a right different that I think really distinguishes your credit union within your marketplace. That you you definitely understood the power in social media, even though you weren't really sure what you might expect, you definitely said, I have got to leverage what is going on out there because I need to get people to connect with me. You weren't afraid to break the mold. You had no sacred cows when you moved into this. You talked about how you had a turnover in staff, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, and you certainly supported that particular item. I think having people on board who have the vision and can move along are great. I think when you do not have a vision, people will perish. And what you did is captured a very unique opportunity, and you have really turned it into something great. And I just, on behalf of Jason and I, we just want to thank you so much for being with us today. And before you go, we just would like to give you an opportunity to shout out how can folks connect with you who are listening to this show later and say, you know, I got to talk to that guy. Maybe he'll tell me what that secret is. But if not, you can talk about the other cool stuff that you're doing. So how can folks get in touch with you, David?
They can email me at dsouthall, that's S-O-U-T-H-A-L-L, at innovationsfcu.org. Or just Google our credit union, and you can get our number or our contact information. And we love hosting credit unions here. We've hosted over the past few years many credit unions from all over the world, actually, showing them how unique we are, the things we do, our business model, and these things on social media. All of that we've shared it with everybody because it's not ours to keep. I mean, we want to share our success and hopefully inspire other credit unions to do things, not necessarily exactly what we're doing, but kind of make something your own and go out and be attracted to the youth market because that's how we're going to survive is tapping into that marketing, understanding what they want and how they want it. So,
amen, brother.
I encourage anyone to call me or come by. We love sharing our story.
And you're on Facebook, too. It's easy enough to find you on Facebook. That's how I keep up with you. A lot of times I message you on Facebook before I actually try to email you from my regular email. You actually just said something that reminded me that's what, you know, we try to do this too at CHIC. We try to be the Southwest Airlines of our credit union. And I used to say something at my keynote sessions that is so, so very, very true. Probably every one of your employees at work today left somebody or something they love to be at work. And why would you want to do that and the exchange be some job that you just don't like or you can't stand? I know when I saw that Jingle Bells lip sync, my first reaction was, I want to go to that branch. I want to be around these people. These people are obviously opted out of the recession. These guys are having a good time. And I got to tell you, David, the number one thing that I'll never forget about that video, and anybody who's listening, if you want to get an MBA in branding, do not call, you know, Phoenix University Online or anybody else. Just go watch this YouTube video because you will note that David is wearing a tie that matches the branch colors. And I thought, man, that is branding in a nutshell.
Only you had picked that up, Jason.
Yeah, I really thought that was the greatest thing. No, it was a scarf. It was a scarf that matched the
branding. Yeah, it was. It was a scarf.
I don't know how many
scarves.
It was
Christmas time.
Yeah, it was Christmas. I don't know how hot it gets or cold it gets in Panama City.
It was hot.
I thought it was kind of hot. Well, listen, on behalf of Troy, myself, and everybody here at Radio Free Credit Union, I wanted to thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. I look forward to seeing you again. We're going to be over in the Panhandle in September. Hopefully we can sneak over there, maybe get Nike to play some more music over at your branch. That's something else we didn't talk about. Nike was down there, and he entertained some employees and members at your branch. So maybe we can do that again.
I hope so. It's been an honor to be on your show, and I know we've been trying to get this together for a while, but I really appreciate it, and I'd love to come back another time and share.
Well, after you do this top secret thing, Troy and I will be burning up your phone and email line trying to get you back on the show. So
absolutely.
On behalf of Troy and myself, I wanted to thank you again so much for being on the show and just wish you continued success over at Innovations Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. Thanks.
All right. You take care.
Jason, you know, a couple of things I thought were really interesting with David was his tenure and how he advanced from the, I think he said part-time teller or something, or drive-through teller, to being the CEO. I mean, how remarkable was that?
It is something that's happened twice on the show now. When we had Roy Dominguez from CPCU up in Massachusetts on the show, from Somerville, Massachusetts, on the show a few months back, That was his story. He had started off, I believe, as a drive-up teller and worked his way up to the president of the organization. So you may want to get your HR team together and go down to the drive-up at your main branch today and maybe do some succession planning.
Absolutely. I mean, you certainly don't want to lose out on those little gems and nuggets that come along our way.
Well,
you know, the other thing I thought was also really great about what he was talking about was the sharing aspect, where he's hosted the credit unions to come down to see, you know, what he does. And it just, again, you know, from the story that I shared at the beginning, which I had no idea that he had done those types of things, was just once again speaking to the power of how even like this show is sharing with other credit unions, other ideas, and not being afraid to put our idea out there on the table, like so afraid that somebody's going to steal it and take it and then, you know, do something else with it. We are just so willing to give, and it's just a great part of being a part of this industry.
Well, and Troy, what I thought the brilliant thing about the jingle bells and the flash mob stuff that they did is they basically shut out their competition from doing that. Anybody else in their service area, bank, credit union, otherwise, that tries to come out and do that same type of thing is just going to look like they're on the Late Show. They're going to be the B-side of the 45. It's just not going to be as powerful. And I haven't checked it in a while, but I remember at one point the Jingle Bells was up over 5,000 views. And, you know, I typically take videos off our YouTube channel when they go to 200 or 300. So you can imagine 5,000 people looking at this. And again, you know, we say this all the time as it pertains to Generation Y and the millennials. The marketing has to be sensory and it has to be social, but it also works for everybody. You know, those people that were taking the videos with their phones and with their flip and their handheld stuff, they're going to share that with somebody. And so that innovation vibe just gets spread across the world on the 3 and 4G networks that we're all using these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. 7,584 views.
Wow, look at that. Troy, quick with the fingers. I didn't even hear clicking the keyboard.
You bet. You bet, baby. That's why I'm your co-host extraordinaire.
Assistant to the host. I thought we had agreed on that, but all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it's that COO, and you give me that like secret spy kind of thing, you know, in the beginning. So that's what it does.
Well, listen, with less than a minute to go on the show, let me remind everybody that we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully we can broadcast live next week from the West Coast, our first time ever going on the road, taking it on the road, radio free on the road, broadcasting MAPCU out in Oregon, I believe Salem, Oregon, with Jill Nowacki and her crew. And so we're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to sharing with you what I hope is going to be a beautiful night of performances with the stars up in Bandon, Oregon. If you're listening in Oregon, get on down or up to Bandon if you want some nice catered food and a nice relaxing evening. Let's all admit it, there's nothing good on TV anyway. Good way to end up your summer, bring the family. Totally kid-friendly, PG all the way. No, G all the way, rated G all the way. And then, of course, next week on the show, we've got the president and CEO of Credit Union Direct Lending, Tony Butel, and, of course, our good buddy, Sarah, from the CU Times. Sarah Snell Cook will be here, the editrix of the CU Times, to share with us her thoughts on what's hot happening. And with 2 seconds left, Troy, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.
You're right. Thank you, Jason. We'll see you next week.
All right, everybody. Talk to you soon.